Some of the best in the business put their minds to Sitka's no-name mountain project. So said local landscape architect Monique Anderson of the Seattle-based firm Jones & Jones Land Planning, who led the effort, supported by PND engineers and the McDowell Group.
So tonight, you're going to hear a healthy dose of some visionary ideas. You're going to hear some common sense, and you're going to hear some cold, hard truths.
And it was those cold, hard truths that cast shade over much of the discussion. The site is predominantly wetlands or steep hillside. The best property is adjacent to a private cruise dock and seems ripe with investment potential if Sitka had an extra $3.5 million to spare to put in utilities. It begged the question, does Sitka need more expensive waterfront development? Charlie Scott is a planner with Jones & Jones.
Due to challenging site conditions and high construction costs, housing development in the study area is unlikely to provide much, if any, affordable housing. However, parts of the study area could be developed for high-end homes with views for which there is apparently demand.
The old Sitka Cruise Terminal is right in the middle of the no-name study area, and some of the more visionary planning stemmed from that fact. Heather Hoagland with the McDowell Group urged assembly members and commissioners to think about Hoonah's Icy Strait Point with its restaurants, shops, and gondola.
The waterfront portion is pretty ideally suited for the cruise market. The dock is right there, and the site offers the kinds of recreational opportunities that are appealing to passengers. Before COVID hit, Sitka's volume was supposed to increase quite a bit over the next couple of years. Assuming it will eventually recover from COVID, there is a need to disperse passengers over a broad area and not have them all in shuttles on HPR at the same time.
But again, whatever amenities were created in the area for recreational tourism would ultimately be up to investors. No Name Mountain has been in the public eye for a long time for something far more mundane, rock. Quarrying rock out of view is a possibility there, but Scott said planners heard a different message.
The two current quarries in Sitka seem to have plenty of available rock, and that would not necessitate opening up a new quarry site somewhere else.
Mayor Gary Paxton said that he was disappointed that affordable housing wasn't a realistic option in No Name, but he encouraged local planners to revisit land on the North Benchlands on Kramer Avenue for that purpose. Assemblymember Richard Ween said that he leaned toward housing in No Name, but he was hoping for something more unique out of the planning process.
So I think we are really at a critical juncture in Sitka where we have to think about what the future is and what we want Sitka to become. I don't want to be overflow from Ketchikan and Juneau. And I think that here in Sitka, we have so many assets and so much beauty that we can develop things in a much better way. And there is nothing that really changed in the report from any previous reports. You have the wetlands, you have this interesting topography, and all of this stuff is, I think, was all known before.
The interesting topography is one reason why recreational tourism has risen to the top of the planning process, since the physical development of the site would be minimal. During public testimony, however, Clyde Bright urged the Planning Commission to stay on point.
Leaving it the way it is has nothing to do with economic growth. It seems like a waste of money to me. Should have came back with how to develop this land.
Tribal citizen and elder Harvey Kitka was also concerned with leaning too hard into tourism. He cautioned that Ketchikan and Juneau had done that and were now paying a price. Former tribal council member Tom Gamble also urged commissioners to think realistically.
We're talking about trying to expand a tourism industry that we don't even know is going to exist in 5 years. Will there still be people traveling? We don't know. Do we want Sitka to still be thriving? Yes. So I think that there are other alternatives that the Planning Commission should be seeking. The plan itself, as Mr. Bright had said, was for economic development, affordable homes. It sounds to me like Harbor Point is prime real estate for a few people who can already afford high-end homes. And that's not what we need here. We need to reduce the rates for the citizens that are already living here.
Except for Commissioner Victor Weaver, who said it was important to solicit new ideas, the Planning Commission was reluctant to back the plan and didn't really embrace it. This is an exchange between Commissioner Daryl Windsor, Special Projects Manager Scott Berlinski, and City Planner Amy Ainsley.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around what is recreational tourism. The only thing I can picture is a hiking trail or a campground. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
Yeah, it'd be, I guess, guided, for lack of a better word, recreational activities for fees. So it's not just us going out hiking the trails, but rather visitors hiking the trails and paying a fee to a vendor, and then part of that fee going to the city.
Still basically it's campgrounds and trails.
There's a range, yeah, of what recreational tourism. It can be very low impact in terms of like campgrounds and trails. Those are generally the lower development end. Higher development end could include things like ropes courses, zip lines, trams, like mountain biking trails are kind of in the middle. So kind of depending on what the city wants to see, what the public thinks is an appropriate level of development, and what appetite there is from private industry along that spectrum, there's some options there.
Berlinski advised commissioners that they didn't have to adopt the plan in its entirety, but could pick and choose when making decisions about the property. That was reassuring to Commission Chair Chris Spivey.
I don't want to lock in this entire chunk of property into a plan that, so far what I'm seeing, a good chunk of it is a negative.
The No Name Mountain consultant team next will finalize the plan based on input received at the meeting and submit a final document by the end of their contract on June 15th. The project has been underway since last December. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.